Well, as I said at the beginning of the Mass this morning, today's readings have a particular way for us to think about the gift of what it means to be the parish of St. Peter's. And the place to begin is in the refrain from today's psalm. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own. Now, interestingly, in the first verse that we read, it says, happy is the nation whom God the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. And of course, that nation was originally Israel. But now, God's chosen people are not one people, but the nations of the world, all who have come to Christ. And it's very easy to miss this geographical detail in today's gospel. We're told that at the beginning of the reading that Jesus is in Capernaum. Now, Capernaum is in the north in Galilee. But by the time we get to the end of today's gospel, we're told that Jesus went from synagogue to synagogue in Judea. Judea is in the south. So what this tells us is there has been a lot of movement. Jesus has gone from the north to the south, and he's continuing to spread and to proclaim the message. Now think about that in relation to the church. This is what has happened over the course of 2,000 years. Starting in Jerusalem, the church has grown and it's spread from place to place to place to place, so that the church has established dioceses, and in establishing dioceses, it then establishes parishes. Why? Well, it is in the parish church that we indeed can take to heart these words that are in the third verse of today's psalm. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. So one dimension of this is future. Our souls are waiting for the Lord, and indeed they are, because all of us are ultimately awaiting to share in the beatific vision, to be part of the communion of saints. So that's the future tense. But listen to the present tense. He is, right now, our help and our shield. So what is the gift of the parish, and particularly this parish of St. Peter's, that allows us to experience God in this way? Well, Paul puts it beautifully in our first reading. And I just think we are so gifted at St. Peter's that one of the things that I have so appreciated about our parish is I know that in a parish this size, there are times when we get on one another's nerves, and there can be factions that start here and there. But the thing about St. Peter's is how minimal this is. I have just been so blessed in the 4+ years that I've been here that this is not a parish of factions. And that was the concern Paul had in that reading from Corinthians, that what was happening in the Corinthian church was the following. Well, I'm Paul's man. I'm Apollos' man. Oh, I stand here. I stand there. And the problem with this is that when there is factionalism in the parish, it so divides the parish that the work of God cannot advance. But what Paul wants them to see and to understand is the following. That every person who's called to, say, ordained ministry is there to draw people to Christ so that their hearts and their minds, their lives can be open more and more. And I love the way Paul puts it. One plants, another waters, but only God can give the growth. And then Paul says, you are God's field. You are his building. And so this is a key thing for me as a pastor to remember. You do not belong to me. You belong to Christ. You are his. And that the local community is to be, well, kind of like my garden over the summer. Back in May, we went to the garden center and bought begonias and other flowers that we then put into pots, and we planted sweet peas. And one of the gifts of this summer was just to be home and to see how the garden blossomed. And you are a spiritual garden, St. Peter's. You are a community that is open to the Lord. And so when this happens, what does this look like in how we live our life? And today's gospel gives a beautiful example. That simple story of Peter's mother-in-law who is healed by Jesus. And what does she do once she experiences healing? She gets up and she serves. She serves those who are gathered together in the home. And this is one of the key dimensions of parish life, that here we learn to serve one another, and in serving one another, we serve Jesus. Here we learn to serve the society and the world in which we live, and thereby serve Jesus. And can I just define two particular areas of service that I am so grateful for? All of you who through these months have been welcoming people at Mass, have been extending the hospitality of Christ, this is a great, and yet in a way simple, act of service. And those of you who have been working the live stream, repeatedly people have been saying to me how appreciative they are that they can access the Mass through the technology. So to serve Jesus through the church is fundamental. But all service has to be rooted in prayer. And that's the other dimension of today's gospel. Although Jesus is on the move, he never loses sight of his need for prayer. And here, part of the gift of Catholic spirituality is the gift of the daily Mass, where you faithful, and you are faithful folks who come day after day after day, and in doing so, you are joining with Christ, and those of you who are watching online are joining with Christ, so that out of the center of the Eucharist, we can live a life of service. One of the things that I so appreciate about the Mass readings is how in these two books, The Word Among Us and Living with Christ, we can further reflect upon what we hear read at Mass. I love Living with Christ because at the back, it has very short biographies of all of the saints that we celebrate during the course of the month. And so this is a helpful way to join with the communion of saints. The Word Among Us complements the Mass's reading with a one-page reflection on one of the readings from the day. And so I find both of these books help to supplement my own prayer as I consider the readings of the Mass. If you've not considered either of these books, I would invite you to do so. And if you are, I'd encourage you to continue to use them. So in conclusion, let me just summarize what I'm saying. The parish is a gift because here we wait for the Lord. The parish is a gift because here, in a very real way, we are able to celebrate that he is our help and our shield. And as we grow in our deepening life of prayer through the Mass, as we grow in serving one another in Christ, that aroma of a beautiful garden that is continuing to bloom and to show forth the glory of Christ will evermore characterize the life of St. Peter's. What a good gift it is to be a gardener in this fruitful parish.